brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com. Alan Pollock, you are here.
Oh, absolutely. Great to be here. I actually had 2 weeks off, did some traveling. That is just amazing about your daughter. Excited to see some pictures.
Yeah, can't wait. So fun.
Yeah, very cool. God, so there is just so much stuff going on. I'm going to focus today on innovation because something personal has happened to me that I want to share. Very exciting news. You probably know about it, David, and Les Parker as well. But first, let's start. We're going to talk today a little bit innovation, impact to sales and revenue, development, priorities. But before we do that, I always bring up something weird, David, right? So I've got to start with something strange. Nerdist, which is a great site if you're looking to kill time. So the word nerd and ist. Okay. And it's called Weird Internet. And they've got a Jenga playing dog who they're calling Canine Genius. And there's a picture, a little video, the dog actually can pull pieces out of a Jenga without it collapsing, which I thought is just absolutely amazing as between Zoom calls and waiting for the program to start. So check it out. You know, every once in a while, your brain just needs a break free and you need That's something true. To laugh and things that make you go.
I hate TikTok for that reason. I hate it because I find myself, I watch a couple of these, just a little mental break. And all of a sudden you go like, how did I spend 7-10 minutes watching that stupid stuff? It's addictive.
Oh, yeah, that stuff always happens. It's great. So get this, David. There's a company out there, Accept.Inc., I-N-C. They secured $90 million in debt and equity to scale their digital mortgage platform. It's a great article. It's at TechCrunch. What it really talks about is there's all these startups out there helping people make all cash offers on their homes. And they're out of Denver, and they create a new category in real estate technology, and they're looking to really scale. So they had $78 million in debt and $12 million in equity. That's a big debt number. They call it iLender. Yeah, technology-enabled lender. You may want to check that out. And you remember a couple of weeks ago, I mentioned that every company is a tech company nowadays, right? And even if you're a lender, you're a tech company. And we'll talk about that in a moment. So they're a technology-enabled lender is what they're calling themselves. So let's move on to some really good news. If you remember 2 weeks or so ago, I mentioned that CloudVerga was acquired by Stewart. Stewart's done a number of acquisitions. We've talked about a couple times this year, Citus AMC has done a number of acquisitions. There's many of these going on. Well, finally, David, I'm proud to be able to announce that LoanLogix has completed their acquisition. For those of you that don't know, David has consulted quite a bit with LoanLogix. I was a co-founder of Nilex and LoanLogix. Les Parker was on our executive management team. It's 20 years in the making. Lots of napkins, lots of arguments, lots of shoveling horse manure. The way that everything you've seen online, if you've seen the show Silicon Valley, many of those experiences we lived through. And so it's just an absolutely great feeling for the management team that's at LoanLogix today, the fact that they've made this accomplishment and also to everyone that's been a part of it. So they were acquired by Sun Capital Partners, actually an affiliate of Sun Capital Partners. LoanLogix is now their second tech investment since formalizing this new tech vertical that they have. They plan to continue and do more. So, David, you've said there's a whole bunch of PE things going on quite a bit. Oh, yeah. There's a couple of them that I just mentioned. And they're going to draw on deep operational experience to accelerate growth. So I would expect the hundreds of years of combined knowledge that they have with all of the doc automation and the audit management and the correspondent lending platforms that they have, all the different things they do, all of that knowledge, I think Sun Capital is going to really leverage that and they're going to do some great things. So look out for LoanLogix. I don't think there's anything more than growth for that company at this point. So that's really cool. Yeah, super, super exciting.
Congratulations. And way to go for Sun Capital. They made a great acquisition.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. FinLocker, they're having their 2.0 app reveal. I'll check it out. LinkedIn, Facebook, they're pretty active on social media, so you go check out FinLocker. David, 3 weeks ago, I was at the MBA Florida Conference live in Orlando with real people. It was absolutely fantastic. I was on a panel about disrupting lending and technology with some great people. Camelia and Amy from SnapDocs, God, you mentioned how fun they were. They were everything you said. Yeah, it was great being able to spend time with them. Brent and his amazing team at FormFree, and I say amazing because this was a small, intimate conference. If you're not part of a Florida MBA, there's not a lot of people that are part of it. There's just the right amount. You want to be a part of it. Everything is a small, intimate setting, which is really allows people to get together and talk and discuss. Also, Tim from Iberia Bank was there and Jim Deitch from Terra Verde. He was the moderator. Just a great panel, David. We talked about doing the panel after the panel. So I think we're going to record a little tech segment with all those folks and just talk about disruption of tech. There was a lot of the lender's point of view that Tim from Iberia Bank brought in, and we'll continue down that path. I also want to bring up, David, innovation, right? How do you innovate with so many vendors? How do you keep on top of everything that needs to be done? We can talk more about that, get deeper in it next week, but I wanted to bring up, somebody emailed me. I brought up the Moscow method 2-3 weeks ago. Yeah. And earlier today, I said, we're going to talk a little bit about using data, impact to sales and revenue. When you're looking to innovate and you're a lender, not a vendor, how do you innovate? How do you continue to maintain that compatibility with what all of your audience, your borrowers, are ultimately looking for? And remember the Moscow method. I'm just going to mention what they are for the person that had asked me specifically. You can Google it. It's M-O-S-C-O-W. It's a prioritization and alignment method that's extremely simple. You basically take all the things that you need across all your different vendors or your own strategic tech initiatives, and you put them in a spreadsheet and you make a column, and the column is going to be either must have, should have, could have, and won't have. And you'd be very surprised how little that must have bucket becomes and how big the should have bucket is and how big the could have bucket is. The won't haves are hard to get to. People always argue, of course we want to have it. It's not that we won't have it. But check it out. You can Google it. It's extremely important when looking at a simple way to try and align what needs to be done. And we'll talk more next week about actually innovating and what some people are doing, how they track socialization of enhancement requests and going down that path. Otherwise, we're looking forward to the hot topic today.
Yes, very much so. Very, very good. Appreciate it, Alan. If you want to get a hold of Alan, be sure to email him at Alan, A-L-L-E-N, at tms-advisors.com. Yes, what's so special when you're saying kudos to my daughter is you having daughters, how proud you are of your daughters, many accomplishments. They compete. And it's just a proud thing. So you and I share that joy together.
It is.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I can sleep now because LoanLogix, the 20-year wait is over. So
yeah, I know it. I mean, how many times have you guys wondered if that investment of time and money would ever pay off? It speaks to tenacity.
Let's know Howard Cognac. He has sold his house, closed on the sale of a company, and moved his son to college all within the same 3 days, and is now retired in South Florida. And I think he'll be back in a couple of days. I don't know how long retirement will last.
Oh, I can't wait. Howard is a character. Oh, Howard. So many great Howard stories. Anyway, thank you so much. Alan, appreciate it so much being here each and every week. Mm-hmm. Listeners, that wraps up the Hot Topic segment. Be sure to come back here next week. We got Will Robinson and Brandon Young of Encaptured joining us. And a very interesting interview we're going to be having with them. This is something that just, you might say, captured my attention or encaptured my attention. What are we talking about? So you'll enjoy the interview that we'll be doing next week. I want to say a special thank you to our sponsors, Finastra, CMLA, the Lenders One Group, as well as Accelerate Mobility, MMI, Modex, as well as MBA Knowledge Group, and the Mortgage Collaborative. Folks, thank you so much for being here. Share this podcast with others. And oh, by the way, have you thought of someone lately you could share this podcast with? Do so. See, we're a learning organization, a learning podcast. We practice what we hear on the podcast. Have a great week, everybody. Look forward to having you back here next week.
You've been listening to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.